When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
They put up, over 500 yards last week, or just a couple days ago. So they're definitely humming at the right levels, and they have playmakers at every level. And Doku, Judy, Nick Chubb, you can never forget about Ford. And so we have to be on our P's and Q's. And, they've just grown a lot with having Jameis at the helm, and he's slicing and dicing right now.
Slicing and dicing, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we heard those words on these airwaves, I said it was going to be Lamar Jackson slicing and dicing the Steelers' defense. Did not happen.
Mm-mm.
Cam Hayward says Jameis Winston is slicing and dicing, and he threw for nearly 500 yards last time out against Denver, and that's a good defense, too, that the Broncos have. He is dangerous. There's no doubt. Scored a rushing touchdown against the Steelers in the snow that I think most of us will remember forever, but that it's the second game of the series this year, in that the Browns have not beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh since 99, and since the Steelers haven't lost two games in a year to the Browns since 1988, it ain't happening Sunday, folks. I think the Steelers are going to win by two scores. I think they're going to maybe not blow their doors off, but I think come the fourth quarter, no one's going to be nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think Tomlin's going to let this happen again. I don't think Cam Hayward's going to let this happen again. I don't think DJ Watt's going to let this happen again. I don't think the Browns come in here and win. I know it's their Super Bowl. I know Myles Garrett's really good. They got good players. They got a good coaching staff. It's not happening, Doran.
No,
Steelers
not.
Dub.
No, it's not. And
eat a W.
Like we were saying before about the quick turnaround and being in division, it's easier, clearly, for the team that's significantly better. And the Steelers are significantly better than the Browns, and we all know that. I think everybody in the NFL knows that. They have more ammo. They have more to offer. They have more ways to beat you. The Browns are going to try to play one way, and you know exactly which way they're going to play, and they're going to live and die by the sword. They're going to live and die by that way. The Steelers don't need to do that. They can go, and they can be aggressive. They can start out the game like they did against Cincinnati. They can run the ball with their three running backs that are healthy right now, if they really wanted to, and control the game. They could, control the game with their tight ends. They could control the game with George. Like, there's so many ways. And then on defense, too, with T.J. Watt, you would assume that he would have a chip on his shoulder heading into this game. Alex Highsmith is going to have a chip on his shoulder heading into this game. Nick Herbig has so much confidence right now after what he did last week, being called out on Hard Knocks. Not called out, but called out in a positive way.
Yeah.
Challenged on Hard Knocks and then coming through with the challenge. Like, these guys are playing at a high level. They're not going to let this game get in their way and in their path of what they're trying to do this year. They let it happen once. They're not going to let it happen again.
Fool me once, shame on me. Yeah. Fool me twice. Wait.
Yeah, I always mess that up too.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yes.
Fool me three times, strike three.
Don't know.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
I'm sorry. Pick six God guy ain't beating you twice. He ain't. Like, if a division team that's good beats you twice in a season, that stinks. But, okay, good team can beat another good team twice. A bad team shouldn't beat you twice. Not when you have Super Bowl aspirations, and they do. Russ came here to win a Super Bowl. And none of us really bought it at the time. Like, we bought why they did it, and you brought in a Super Bowl winning quarterback, but I don't think anybody thought the Steelers could really win the Super Bowl. They think they can win the Super Bowl because they can win the Super Bowl. A team that can win the Super Bowl ain't getting beat twice by the Browns with the second time at home. No way. So vibe check, how you feeling? You agree with us? Or do you see this different? 412-928-9370. Vibe check, KP in the car, what up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys?
Doing great.
I just wanted to just kind of chime in briefly and say there's no way the Steelers are losing to Cleveland on Sunday. I mean, I think we're at an all-time high. We have a lot of momentum. We're riding high. Then the final score is like 43-17. Our offense literally has unlocked something we haven't seen in almost a decade. So go Steelers. Let's roll, baby.
Mm-hmm. Take it easy, KP. 412-928-9370. Get in line for a Friday vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers-Browns?
Do you have a feeling that the Steelers' offense... Well, do you have a feeling that this team can get better?
Great question. We kind of touched on this the other day, but we didn't have a full long-term discussion. I don't think they've played a complete game yet. I don't. I think... Last week, you can make the argument that offensively, obviously, was the best they've looked in a long time. Maybe a decade. Seriously. Defensively, they made plays when they needed to make plays. They forced three turnovers and they scored. So you can't say the defense played bad. I think they played a good modern football game. Special teams wasn't great. Against Dallas, they gave up 20, but they couldn't score enough. And then at the end of the game, you get let down. Against Baltimore, special teams good. Defense, great. Offense, not quite there. Yeah, I don't think they've played their best game yet, Doran.
Have they looked unstoppable at times this year?
For stretches.
Do you think that they can get to a point where they look unstoppable all the time?
I think their schedule's going to make that tough. Like, are they going to play a great... Can you play a great game in every facet against Philly on the road? I don't know. It's what it might take to win.
Right.
Do you think they've played their best game yet?
No.
Me neither.
No. And that's why it gives me like hope about this team. And I think that they might start their play. I think whenever they play the Eagles, and I know we're getting ahead of ourselves right now a little bit, I think that that'll be the barometer of what they need to do to win a championship. Coaching wise, I think that they'll get so much. They'll get all the intel that they need to adapt to their team to win a championship. And I think from there on out, I think that they'll start to look unstoppable, and then they'll hit the momentum right into the playoffs and be that team, that juggernaut.
Remember, what are you laughing at? I'm laughing at myself, because remember like 30 minutes ago when I said I'm not going to get too high, too low? I mean, if the Steelers lose to the Browns, and then I got to turn on this microphone at 5:40 the next morning, I'm probably not going to be taken that well.
No.
And on the flip side, if the Steelers go on the road to Philadelphia and do something that no Steelers team has done since 1965, win there... And I got to turn the microphone on the next day at 5:40 in the morning. You really think I'm not going to be?
You're going to be out of control.
I'm going to do that cute little thing. I've got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. That Philly game is the one, right? And it's weird to say that because you got the two-time defending champs coming to your place on Christmas. I just think that's going to be a game.
Mm-hmm.
When the Chiefs line up and play, they play a tight game. Doesn't matter if it's the Panthers, doesn't matter if it's Oakland, or Las Vegas, I should say. Doesn't matter if it's Buffalo, doesn't matter if it's Baltimore. They're going to line up, and that thing's going to come down to the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's the way it looks with Kansas City. No matter how good their competition is, and they're generally going to win. That's who they are. So if you beat them, you put stock in that, no doubt. Yep. And it matters, and it matters for AFC seeding purposes. But if you go into Philly... And you win that game, it's going to be hard not. I don't even know if it'd be an overreaction. It's going to be hard not to come in here the next day and go, woohoo, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Could go both ways. You lose this weekend, you're going to be ridiculous. If you beat Philly, you're going to be ridiculous.
You ready for this? This might be the crystallization of a take coming full circle now. If they win Sunday decisively, maybe I'll then retroactively give them a pass for the first Cleveland loss. Not in terms, again, of the seeding or anything like that, because it's still... I think that game's going to come back and bite you at the end. Like, you might be a game off from being the number two seed or a game off from being the number one seed, and you're going to go, damn, if only they beat Cleveland the first time. But like, you beat Cincinnati, then if you come out decisively and beat Cleveland, there might actually have been something then to short week, snow, injuries... Yada, yada.
Yeah, Cleveland's dealing with that too, though.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no pass for losing to Cleveland the first time. If you're a good football team, you beat bad football teams.
Twice.
Yes.
Thank you for talking me off the ledge.
Will you give them a pass, Philly, next week?
I kind of already have with that
one. I feel
one.
Like, yeah.
My expectation is that they go in there and they battle their nuts off because they're good and Philly's really good. But they're going to be an underdog on the road against the team that I think... are they better than Detroit? I think it might be right there. They're good. They're good. And so you... I guess the way I would put it is I don't think it's a great sin to go to Philly and lose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Now, if you win, though, I mean,
yeah, it's a little bit different.
I might come in here, wear some assless chaps and shoot firecrackers out of my buns.
Please don't do that.
Jeremy in Pittsburgh. Vibe check.
Hey, good morning.
Mernon.
Hey, I was just going to say that Pittsburgh, man, to say they get a pass for if they beat Cleveland decisively, I really can't call that one, man. Like, if you're that good of a team, you should never lose twice to Cleveland, ever.
No, right. No one's giving them a pass if they lose this game.
No, you said if they beat Cleveland, you're going to give them a pass for the last game.
Yeah, yeah. It'll look like the aberration. It's not that it's acceptable, but all those excuses people made beforehand, if you come out and crush them this time, I'm just saying maybe there was something to that. It doesn't mean that they should have lost the game, but like at least you can understand it contextually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Marcus in New Jersey. Are the Steelers winning on Sunday?
Well, I'm going to play the devil's advocate right now. Are the Steelers really that good, or was that the Bengals just really that bad? Now, do I think they're going to win? Yes. But do I think they're going to have a hard time? Eh, possible.
Did you think the Steelers could put up 44 on anybody, Marcus?
Not really. It was a surprise. I'll give them that. But the Bengals are just...
Oh, their defense, terrible. Marcus, sucks. I mean, you can make an argument their defense is historically bad. Their quarterback is, what, 30 touchdowns and 5 picks or something?
Yeah.
Like, and you're 4-8? That's a historically bad defense. But they'd have lost that game last year. They'd have lost that game the year before. They haven't taken advantage of bad defenses in recent seasons. It's been a long time. It's been since like pre-Ben Elbow that they've been able to actually legitimately take advantage of bad defenses.
Mm-hmm.
That they did, I think, is a big deal. Yeah, they're bad. But the Steelers took advantage of that.
Right.
And they took the game plan was exquisite. Like, Cincinnati thought, you saw it on Hard Knocks. Zach Taylor, they're going to suck us into a game in the mud. Threw it 27 times in the first half, put up 37 offensive points. Is this what you think? Because we're going to do the other thing. Vibe check, Steelers beating the Browns? What's it going to look like? Players of the game? You worried about Myles Garrett? You worried about Jameis Winston? He's called God. Maybe God's going to sprinkle some fairy dust on him. Keep him from throwing these pick sixes. Vibe check, 412-928-9370. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get into the kind of game we think we're going to see on Sunday. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get money for you.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
Jameis Winston comes to town 1 p.m. Sunday. Vibe check. How you feeling about the game? 412-928-9370. Someone texts into him before we get to the phone lines. Crowley, what happens if the Steelers lose to the Browns and then beat Philly? I ain't doing that. Don't make my brain hurt.
Yep.
Don't make my brain hurt. That'd be like when you go up the pitfall. That's gone, right, Kennywood? I think they took the pitfall down.
Is it gone, Callis? It's on? Oh.
Yeah, they replaced that one with the Black Widow that's there now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Scarier name, even, than the pitfall.
Like Spider.
More vomiting, too.
Really?
Because you spin and rock back and forth.
Oh, get hell out of here.
That's what? I'll never ride that ride.
I don't have the inner ear.
It's like the Swing Shot combined with that Cosmic Chaos ride.
Don't like it. Don't like it.
I'll never ride it.
It'd be like the pitfall, though, Dorn, where you go up and it's terrible. It's terrible.
Oh.
And then you come down and it's...
One second.
Then you're done and it's a pure elation because you don't have to do that thing again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it'd be like. You lose to the Browns. Oh, God, this is terrible. Then you beat the Eagles. Oh, yay. I've said that I'll give them a pass for that Eagles game. Doesn't mean they have no chance, but like, okay, you lose to Philly, doesn't mean your season's over. If Jalen Hurts, for whatever reason, doesn't play, like if he were to get hurt this week or something, and you play Kenny Pickett in that game, you don't get a free pass. You have to beat Kenny Pickett. You can't lose to him.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's not to say because he's a bad quarterback or anything like that. You can't lose to him because you can't afford that narrative.
I mean, I've been saying it all along. I mean, before the season started, I think that Kenny Pickett's going to start that game. I don't want Jalen. I like Jalen Hurts a lot. I don't want anybody to get hurt, but that's just how things go. Kenny Pickett's probably going to be the quarterback of that game. Watch.
Just because of the cosmos in the universe.
Just because, yes, of course. And then he'll beat the Steelers, of course.
We have a lot of people texting and tweeting in about live tree versus fake tree for Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
People are saying on average, a couple of texts have come in like this. On average, you bring home over 500 insects in a fake tree, in a real tree.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That can't be right.
Why?
Because it's cold. I don't see any bugs out there.
Where are they going to hide at?
I think they die, and they go underground. Maybe my tree. Maybe dead ones.
Maybe eggs.
Ooh. There's no way you're bringing home insects when it's this cold in a fake tree.
I don't know.
The real tree.
I've
done that twice now.
Never know. That's what you're going to bring in.
Perhaps a squirrel?
No.
That could happen.
Don't they hibernate?
No. No, they get all their nuts. We had them living in our shed, and we had to... We bought some of those things that make the noises.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come in, it scares them. And then we put up chicken wire on the inside of my shed because they were coming through the cracks.
Oh, that's right.
I swear to God, dude, we have a trash can sitting in that shed. Last year, about 75% of a regular-sized trash can was filled up with acorns and nuts and all kind of stuff.
That's a lot of work.
I didn't want to keep them out either. I felt bad when we boarded it up.
How many squirrels do you think it took to get that filled up that way?
I don't know.
What if it was just one?
One squirrel just doing all that legwork.
Man.
God bless him. And now he's got to find a different way to feed his family. And I did that to him. I'm on the naughty list. That's bad. Texter, bugs are dead in the winter. That's what I'm saying. I ain't bringing no bugs in. We used to have a live tree at times when I was a kid. I don't remember there ever being bugs. I don't.
Never know.
They're not alive.
Never know.
They come in your house because your house is warm.
Right.
Like, you'll see some spiders in a crawl space or something because it's warm in there.
Yeah, and a spider is in your house and he sees the tree. It's like, oh, man, I'm familiar with that. And then he tells all his buddies to go into the tree. And then
I could see that, but if they're already in the house and they just moved to the tree, I don't care. I mean, it's just, you're just moving. Mm. Spider's already in my house. Now you go to the tree. What's the big deal? No big deal.
Okay.
412-928-9370. Vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers-Browns? Someone texts in, Steelers going to win 24-3. See, I don't think they're holding the Browns to 3 points. The Browns' offense has moved the ball, and they've scored since Jameis took over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're a different team with Jameis. They're a competitive team with Jameis. It just comes down to me, can you envision this particular Steelers team losing to that cast of characters 2 times? I don't think so.
No.
And we've got Zach Jackson of The Athletic joining us at 8:35 for our Behind Enemy Lines segment, Thorne. I really want to ask him about Stefanski because there's some reports coming out now that he might not want to be there.
Would you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's not to say he's not trying hard and he's not coming up with the best game plan. They already beat the Steelers. But he has proven, as head coach of the Browns, he could win with Baker. He could win with DTR. He could win with Joe Flacco. He's winning with Jameis Winston. There's one guy he couldn't win with, and it's the guy that the owner forced on him.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to be there. If they sign Jameis this offseason to keep him around, like, are they just going to give him the job? My guess is no.
No.
As long as Deshaun's on the roster, you're falling into that sunk cost fallacy, and they're going to keep playing this guy. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be there. And I would think if he left, he would be a hot commodity.
Yes.
I would hire Kevin Stefanski. I mean, I think Tomlin's a better coach, but I'd hire Kevin Stefanski
mm-hmm.
if I was in need of one. And if I'm Vrabel, who seems to be the guy that all these Browns fans want, I'm not going there. I'd have the same issue. I'd rather take the Ohio State job than the Browns job.
Yes.
Even if it wasn't my alma mater, I would rather go to Ohio State than Cleveland. You have every resource at your disposal to win at the Ohio State University. And at Cleveland, you're dealing with a quarterback you don't want. And it makes it harder to win because you don't have the money to spend on other resources. I'd much rather go to Ohio State.
That's a fascinating, because like we'll probably get into it. But like, if you're Vrabel, would you interview for a North Carolina job? Is that better than Cleveland Browns? If you're Belichick, is we'll talk about it. He just interviewed with North Carolina. Is that better than the Cleveland Browns? If you're Belichick,
North Carolina,
yeah. Like if you're an aspiring head coach, or you're trying to revamp your career. Would going to a North Carolina be better than coaching the Browns? And knowing that situation, like you have to deal with NIL, you have to deal with the transfer portal, or you have to deal with Deshaun Watson.
You know who we need to have on to ask about that? Butch Davis. He did both.
He did do both.
Butch Davis. Yeah. Real quick, that since we're on it, according to a lot of reports out there, Bill Belichick is interviewed for the UNC coaching job. I think there's a couple of things that could be happening there. I think North Carolina, and I saw a national reporter tweet this out yesterday. I think North Carolina is having a tough time because they have resources, but their NIL has not been up to snuff. And there's a lot of people who are still loyal to Mac Brown there that never want to see it happen. And so they might be trying to pull at the Mac Brown tree, whatever that is. I think by putting out there that they've interviewed Bill Belichick, they're adding some credibility to their job. Oh, the greatest coach of all time is interviewing? That's going to make them look good. I don't think he wants to coach there.
Yeah, but he's not going to waste his time interviewing if he wasn't interested. Why would he do that?
Maybe they asked him.
The only way, we said this before.
I'll tell you. Yeah, okay.
We said this before, and I guarantee that this would probably be the scenario. If Bill Belichick wants to coach college football, and he's serious, and he gets the North Carolina job, I guarantee Saban will be on his staff. I remember we said that those two will take over a college team. We said that right whenever the last in the summer.
See, I think Belichick. I think it has to do with Saban. I think Belichick wants to go to the college, and if there's no NFL jobs coming, because nobody wants to give him all the power, right? That was the knock on him before. Yep. Belichick, great coach, not a great executive. Well, you go to college, you're the guy. I think he wants to show that he can do that. You've won 6 Super Bowls, go win a national championship. I think he wants to go to Ohio State if he's going to take a job.
Belichick.
Yeah, why not go there? Well, I'm not going to North Carolina, friggin' Lina. I ain't go to North Carolina be a head coach.
Do you think that Saban will be on his staff? Though?
No.
If he does,
no.
I do.
No, Saban would, if he was going to be on any staff, it'd be West Virginia. And you think I'm kidding, but I'm not.
What with Rich Rod? He's just going to go with no, Jimbo? He's not going to go with Jimbo.
As some no, they hate each other.
I know.
As some sort of czar or something like that.
He will go with his buddy, Belichick.
I don't know. I don't think he wants to get back into it. If he did, I think he'd go help his people.
Who's his people?
He's a West Virginia man.
Well, he just
Nick Saban.
He's from there?
He's from there.
What connection does he have to the school?
He coached there? He's from there!
What connection does he have to the school? Did he coach at West Virginia?
He did, yeah.
When?
I can't tell you
the
year.
Did he coach with Belichick?
Yeah?
Yeah.
He ain't. You think Bill... I don't think Bill wants to prove that he can win a national championship in college and then say, oh, it's because Saban's on my staff.
That's his boy. They're right hand.
I know, but... So Saban, and we're probably getting sucked into the mud here. We'll get back to Steelers-Browns in the next segment and how we think this game is going to play out stylistically. If I'm Belichick and everyone says I'm the GOAT, but then they throw dot, 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 but what would he do without Brady? What did he do without Brady? I don't think you want to go win a national championship in college and then people go, yeah, but really that's just another one for Saban. I don't think you want to do that.
I'm not saying Saban's going to be, like, Saban's not the head coach. Saban
I
will
know.
Be...
Oh, go do it on yourself, Bill, or you ain't that good.
Oh, my God.
How about that? And if he's up for coaching, go to West Virginia, Bill. I just throw that in.
Would you take
those? Yes! Yes! I think 95% of all college coaches are on the hot seat now if Belichick's really available. Like, there's like 5 or 6 guys you're not going to fire and bring Belichick in for.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I ain't firing Kirby Smart for Bill Belichick. I'm probably not getting rid of what's his cat in Oregon.
Right, Lanning.
Dan Lanning. I think he's a hell of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's a very short list. Everybody else should be scared. If Belichick really wants a college job, fire just about anybody to get that guy. Hell yeah. Why not? No one's going to knock you for trying that.
That's true.
I don't know. You're right about why would he interview, though, if he's not interested.
Yeah, he's not wasting his time.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Did you take him at Pitt? I put you in a tough spot. Would you fire your friend Narduzzi, 412? Tough spot for you. All right, coming up next. We both think the Steelers are going to win the game. Stylistically, 2 weeks ago, it was ugly. What's it going to look like this time around from a style perspective? Game script perspective. We'll get to that coming up next.
Nobody wants to, you want to reward the guys, and when you're able to do that as an offense, in my history, I've found that we've been the most effective. You know, it may not work that every week, but guys legitimately, you know, don't think they're decoys on every play, and it makes you have to defend it, you know, or a lot of times you get into known targets, you know, they're playing percentage on the other side, or this guy's high target guy, or this guy, and then you've got to be able to win the other matchups, so it certainly helps.
Arthur Smith talking about Russell Wilson spreading the ball around, spreading the wealth, if you will, against the Cincinnati Bengals. Steelers, when they lost to the Browns, Doran, they ran it 17 out of 21 times on first down, which, I mean, you're inviting a close game at that point. Like, we're going to run the ball, let's play some defense, weather-related things. I think last week shows this staff exactly what they're capable of throwing the ball, that is your strength, really. Like, they're not running the ball efficiently, the Steelers. They're running it a lot, and they're running it well enough to be top 10, but they're not super efficient. They're really efficient throwing the football. Russ takes what's given, but also on throws down the field, Russ is among the leaders in the NFL in his success rate there. Why not take the fight to Cleveland? That's what I would do. I tend to think that's what they're going to do.
Is Tomlin convinced that that's the way that they can win? Is that their strength? Like, has Russell Wilson convinced Tomlin? Has Arthur Smith convinced Tomlin? Like today, or even yesterday, whenever you're putting in your red zone and all your explosive plays on Thursdays, like after practice, Arthur Smith meets with Mike Tomlin. As you see, Mike Tomlin likes to meet with his coaches and put his feet up and eat some Fritos. Can Arthur Smith convince Mike Tomlin that this is the appropriate way to run their offense moving forward? Not even just Sunday, but this is our strength and this is what we need to do is attack through the air. What is Mike Tomlin saying to that right now? Does he have enough? Has he seen enough from this offense to say, okay?
I hope so. I mean, they've played poorly two games offensively with Russell Wilson at quarterback, and that was the Cleveland game in the snow and the Ravens game. And in both games, they really moved the ball. They moved the ball a lot more in the Cleveland game. I mean, I would think, yeah, he's earned the trust. He just went and out-dueled Joe Burrow.
But he even admitted that that's not what he likes to do.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. I think you need to be comfortable with who you are now. It doesn't mean that you're not going to run the ball, but you can throw early to run late. You can do that. That's what Philly does. Philly runs the ball more than any team in football in the second half. You're allowed to do that, too. Put some pressure on Jameis Winston. But if you're going to run the ball, control the clock, we have seen that this Browns outfit can be explosive. Don't let him hang around.
Mm-hmm.
Take the fight to them. Make Jameis Winston drop back. And he threw it 58 times against the Broncos. Make him do that again. He does that again, he's going to throw the ball to you a couple times. You got to make the play, but he's going to give you opportunities to make the play. So I think that's what they should do. What they did the last time didn't work. Run, 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 run. That's what Cleveland wants you to do.
Yep.
So don't do it. And you've said it. Pat said it. I've said it. You guys are smarter than I am. When the playoffs come around and these playoff teams you play down the stretch, you got to put up points. And the way that they're putting up points is through the air. So do it. 412-928-9370. Getting a lot of texts now, Doran, saying that if you get a live Christmas tree, there are a ton of bugs.
See?
Ton of bugs. That you're supposed to shake it. They'll shake it for you before you put it on the roof of your car or whatnot to get all the bugs out of the tree. Someone else texts in, and this is nightmare fuel. We had a praying mantis nest in our tree 1 year. When we took the lights off after Christmas, there were thousands of baby praying mantises falling off the tree. It was terrifying.
Can't you go to jail for killing them?
I'm on it. Callis, look that up.
I'm pretty sure.
Please.
I think they're an endangered insect.
Yes.
So if you kill them, somebody could get you in trouble?
Yes.
You can't go to jail.
Something. Something happens. Something bad
happens. The curse
happens.
Is broken.
Something bad happens to you.
AI overview via Google tells me that, yes, you can kill a praying mantis. There is no law against it in the United States. And the idea that killing a praying mantis is illegal is a common misconception that has been circulating since the 1950s.
Mm.
So kill away. You got thousands of praying mantis in your house. You go ahead and you kill them, Doran. Mm.
I saw a female bite off the head of a male after copulation.
That's what they do. Yeah, they bite off the head of the male. That's right.
Also, real trees are a nightmare. I used to have some for several years when I was a kid. And my dad always seemed like he was having a rough time getting it up and down, out of the house.
What do you do with a tree when you're done with it?
You send it outside, and then one of the saw machines comes from your local borough and takes it away.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Can I just ask a clarifying question real quick?
Sure.
You watched two praying mantis get it on, and then you watched it eat the head off of it. You watched them get down to business.
No, I didn't know it was happening when I was little. But my sister and I were outside, and she thought the praying mantis were cute, and then the head got bitten off, and we both saw it, and she started screaming like crazy, and my mom thought someone died and rushed outside.
Someone did. How bad you got to be at praying mantis sex if you're getting your head bit off immediately afterwards?
Oh, it's just what happens. That's just That's
they do it every time, I think.
They lure the males and then take their egg or take their seed and then take their head too. Yeah.
What a dang. That stinks, man. That's real bad.
Dang.
And you're telling me that no dude praying mantis has ever seen another dude praying mantis get their head eaten off and then goes and tells all its buddies, guys, this is what happens after we get down. Or they're just so desperate for bug sex that they don't care.
Like, what if they just like
going out with a bang?
Away? Can they hop away? Like, it's like, all right, I'm done. All right, hop away. See you later. One night stand.
Every time they have sex, then it's a one night stand, right? Is it after every time? Look it up, please.
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Every time.
Every time.
It's like a bee. When they sting you, they die. But kind of more fun.
See, I can just think of like the elation after climax, and I just, you're not really in a rush to move, are you?
Like, I mean, if I had to go out, that would be the way to do it.
Well, you do have to go out.
Well, I mean, if I could pick, like, that's not a bad way to go out.
Belly full of beer and after sex. Not bad. Texter, my squirrel B&B last year. Acorns, nuts, etc. in every pot and shelf in my shed. I clean it up in a garbage bag, put it on the street for the garbage pickup. Next day, a hole eaten in the bag, on the curb, and almost every nut back in the shed.
Oh.
Damn, squirrels. You go, squirrels. You got to respect your opponent. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap. All right, more Steelers-Browns talk and nut talk and praying mantis talk next at 412-928-9370. Previewing Browns-Steelers all morning long. 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I was just wondering why I couldn't hear myself talking. I got my Dick Max tassel cap on here, Dorm, and I didn't realize that I didn't have my earphones on my ears.
Oh.
So that's where I am today.
You cold?
I have fallen in love with wearing a tassel cap at all times.
I've been inside.
In my house.
Oh, really?
I've been wearing my Steelers one or this one 24/7. Oh. Not when I'm sleeping, but apart from that, I've been wearing it. And then I take it off, I feel chilly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You take it off when you shower?
Yeah, no. Steve in Ligonier next up, talking Steelers-Browns, or perhaps praying mantises. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, I was wondering with this Cleveland game, are they going to let Garrett and Moore go at it, or is he going to get some help with them this time? That was a half a game last time.
He got help last time. It just didn't work out. Thanks, Steve. You can't let him go off again, though.
Moore did pretty well last game, though.
He blasted Zach Frazier the one time, come around on a stunt, just bang! My guy. They didn't do enough of the quick game, get it out of Russ's hand quick, screen game.
They didn't think they had to.
Against Miles.
Yes.
They didn't think they had to.
No.
I think they have to.
Yeah, I think everything switches. It'll be totally, I mean, clearly.
That's what they did against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Like, they did run screens, and then, I mean, Cincinnati was content to just, I mean, until the second half, linebackers turn, run, they're just giving you the middle of the field with the running back. It was stupid. I mean, just ridiculously bad defense. Bad scheme, bad play, bad everything by the Cincinnati defense. I think that Cleveland's got better players defensively. I think they're coordinated better. They're going to have a better game plan, but we did not see the Steelers get the ball horizontal in the passing game against Cleveland the first time. And if you've got an offensive line that's not great in pass protection, which is the case with the Steelers, throw it sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Get them running sideline to sideline, right?
Yes.
I like to say things definitively, football things definitively. But then your eyes, you're doing...
Sounds good.
You're furrowing your brow. You're lifting your brow.
Because I'm shocked.
You're locked in. You're listening.
Yeah.
You're giving me your full attention, but I don't know if you think I'm an idiot or not.
No, you sound like a coach.
Oh. How about that?
How about that? Browns offensive line coach, Doran, from Hard Knocks.
Hey, people can't take him seriously, can they?
He sound like a high school coach.
Oh, my God.
He knew the cameras were on.
Right?
Yeah.
Had to have.
Yeah.
Just F bombs every other word.
Yes.
That doesn't, that can't resonate with adults.
No.
It, not that we're the most mature guys, but like, if I were sitting there, and I can't put myself in an offensive lineman's shoes for so many obvious reasons, toughness, size, athleticism, all that. But if I'm sitting there, you guys got to be tougher than them. F this. F them up. Break them in half. He's pounding the table.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
It's a lot.
I'm an adult.
Right.
I'm an adult. Tomlin talks to his guys like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, no. It's like when they did the Bruce Boudreaux, Dan Bylsma, you had their side by side pretty much in the 24/7 documentary before the Winter Classic in 2011. Every other word out of Boudreaux's mouth is the F-bomb. And he's got barbecue sauce on his shirt. Can't take that guy seriously. A man we always take seriously is Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. He is a filmer breaker downer guy. He's going to join us next. What kind of game does he expect between the Steelers and Browns? We'll talk to Chris when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan. I already did that. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models. Up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. High of 31, low of 21.